I believe I'm correct in saying that most of us have been on a road trip. Whether that's driving down to Los Angeles, maybe that's going to Yosemite, or maybe just driving up north, wherever we go, you and I, at some point, we have done some road trips. Prior to the pandemic, I myself loved to drive down to Los Angeles to visit my relatives down in LA. Not to visit Mickey, but my relatives down in Los Angeles. And whenever I drive down to LA, I go on a road trip, I always bring food with me. I bring food with me because I really don't want to stop and fall in line. And perhaps there are also times when you scour and look for places you'd like to stop and grab some food. I don't want to be doing that. I only stop for gas or maybe to use the restroom. So I make sure that I bring food with me. And most of the time, I bring a few things, like water. I think that's important. I drink soda, but not a whole lot. So water is what I bring with me, not the big bottle, so that I don't stop a whole lot. You know what I mean. I also bring with me power bars. Different kinds of power bars. And they say that if you have these power bars, you'll be okay. You can drive and you can reach your destination, perhaps. But food, for me personally, maybe for you as well, is quite important as we go on a road trip. For me personally, power bars are very important as I drive down south. In the first reading today, you and I have heard that Elijah, one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament, was on a journey. Elijah was actually running for his life, leaving, because as we have heard in the introduction of the first reading, King Ahab and Queen Jezebel were not pleased with Elijah because he was loyal to the one true God of Israel. So he had to leave. And when he left, he found himself sitting under a broom tree and he was very discouraged. Poor Elijah. He was so discouraged, and the first reading tells us that he was even praying for death. He says to God, enough is enough. I've had enough. Please, take my life. But he fell asleep. And then an angel, as we're told, touched him and said, hey, Elijah, get up. Have something to eat. He did. Then he fell asleep again. And then the angel once again touched him and said, Elijah, get up. Have something to eat. It's a long way for you. Please eat so that you can go on a journey. And he did. And the first reading tells us that he went on a journey 40 days and 40 nights without eating anything. Why? Because he was given the power bar. He was given the power bar not only to sustain him physically, his hunger, physical hunger, but more importantly, he was sustained spiritually. He was given the strength. The food that was given to him, yes, is a physical food, but also in that food that he took, that power bar that he took the strength of God. And he was able to journey for 40 days and 40 nights. Similarly, in today's gospel reading, we hear now the continuation of the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, which started with the multiplication of loaves. Keep in mind that when Jesus gathered the 5,000, these 5,000 men and women were the so-called Anawim. They were the poor, the homeless of Jesus' time, those below the social ladder, those who were marginalized, those who were sick, those who were blind, those who were lame, those who, widows and widowers, women, gathered. So they had no social status whatsoever. So those people who gathered with Jesus were hungering not only for physical food, but they were hungering for something else. They wanted to be nurtured spiritually. And so when Jesus fed them, we heard in the gospel, they came back. Perhaps, yes, they came back because they had free food. Why not? But they also experienced something quite different in Jesus. In Jesus, they were fed. They were given the power bar. They were given the love that they were looking for. They experienced the compassion that they have longed for. The thirst for welcome and understanding that they've been wanting, they experienced that in Jesus. And so Jesus says to all of them today and to us, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. And yes, this bread that was given to them satisfied their physical hunger. But more importantly, it satisfied their spiritual hunger. My brothers and sisters, all of us are so privileged. All of us are so blessed that if not every day, every single Sunday, we are fed with the bread of life. The bread of life that is taken from this altar, the altar of sacrifice, the Eucharist. And it is this bread from heaven, the bread of life, the Eucharist, that satisfies not only our physical hunger, but more so our spiritual hungers. You and I are just like Elijah. We are wandering in the desert of this pandemic. And some of us, like Elijah, are saying, enough. Some of us are discouraged. Because Father Richie sent another email that says, wear your mask for mass. Father Richie sent another email that says, the picnic has been postponed. And some of us are probably saying, oh, again? And some of us are discouraged because of that and disappointed. And yet, the Lord is present in our midst every single time we gather the Eucharist to celebrate the Eucharist, to strengthen us, to give us hope, to give us clarity of mind, an understanding mind, courage, and strength, so that like Elijah, we can continue on our journey. The Eucharist is more than the power bar. It is more than the power bar. Because what the Eucharist offers us is life eternal. And so, my friends, when we receive the Eucharist today at communion and put our hands out, and once we receive the body of Christ, keep in mind what we are receiving: the living bread from heaven. So we ask ourselves today, once we receive the bread of life, the living bread from heaven, how are we allowing God to transform us, to change us, to strengthen us, to give us courage, and to make us hopeful as we journey in this pandemic, in this desert of the pandemic? Jesus proclaims to all of us once again, I am the living bread from heaven, the power bar that you and I are given on our journey.